Blog Talk Radio.
You're live in the coop with the Christian Comedy Chicks. I'm Jessica Ramirez.
I'm Laura May Poray.
You know what? Literally, for 5 years, I've been waiting to do this, but I am actually and literally live in the coop, a actual chicken coop.
No way!
I'm serious, like there are chickens in my feet right now. God, it's so good.
And if you all want to go back, I don't know, like 2 or 3 years or something, yes, I said years, in shows, they're all on iTunes and they're all on Blog Talk, you can hear us pray about said chicken coop. You can hear us pray for a second story on said brand new, built by her papa and her own husband and her own hands, home. Beautiful story, and I'm encouraging you to start at the beginning because it's so worth it, but it started years ago. Oh, friend, and your little piggy, I'm so excited.
It's just crazy. I'm a farmer, and I don't have any business being a farmer. It's kind of crazy, but I'm so grateful. I cannot believe the journey that God has brought us, and, you know, the absence that we've had in this last 5 months has really been, you know, me finishing the house with my husband and my dad, just going, you know, I joke about this kind of like traveling up a mountain, and, you know, the first part was not as steep, you know, just kind of starting the mountain trail, boopity boop bop boops, you know, and as we got closer to the finish of the blessing, it just got steeper and steeper, and we felt like we were climbing rocks and cliffhanging each other, you know, almost like with the, where they do the thing with the ropes, and they're like pulling each other up the thing. That's kind of where we were at, and it was so amazing getting to the top, Laura. I mean, the view literally is amazing, but just like knowing and having that faith, and I'm going to tell you right now, faith comes with work and sweat. There is sweat and faith.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're hand in hand, and that is like one of those things like, what, you need to sweat? I'm sorry.
Right?
But it was so worth it because good night, like just such a blessing. This house is amazing. We actually have chickens. I'm actually stepping in chicken poop as we speak.
Ah!
What a blessing. It's amazing. I've got the special shoes.
Oh, I love
special
it.
Chicken poop shoes. Oh, my gracious. But with that, guys, you know, and that's another message, too, is that, you know, wherever God's got you in your journey, there isn't anything you missed. There isn't anything that you can't start again. You know, fresh starts literally start every minute. Every minute you get a fresh start. I mean, I mess up every minute.
Yes.
I need that fresh start every minute. And so I'm grateful for you, and I miss you, and I would love it if you would pray
you
for us.
Too.
That would be awesome.
All righty. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to start by saying thank you for intermissions. The greatest shows we've ever seen have intermissions in the middle, and that's just a part of the show. And we all know that it's the time to just get up and to stretch and to get a little different perspective, go get some water, you know, kind of refresh ourselves, and in anticipation, wait for that second half of the show. So I just thank you in this moment. I'm thinking about a musical that just grabs my soul every time I watch it, The Phantom of the Opera, you know, and when you get to the end, like, you don't worry that there was an intermission in the middle. Like, who cares? The show was amazing, and it started strong, and it had an intermission, and it finished strong, and it's like this thing that encapsulates your soul, and it's this moment that you never forget. And so many times, God, when you give us an intermission, we whine, and we cry, and we get discouraged, and we get off track, and we forget to realize that you yourself have built rest into this very earth. You created the earth in 6 days, and then you rested. You showed us an example of rest when you were here as a human. Thank you for the rest. I've missed Jessica so much, and I know that we've missed our fans so much. But, God, she had something important to do in intermission. Like, water's important. And she had to go get that water, and she had to go finish the task at hand. And what a gift. I'm rejoicing with her. I remember on our radio show, we prayed live, God, if you would allow them to have a second story in this home that you're building, can you provide the make the opportunity? And we knew how special it would be just for them to have a bedroom up there, a special place for her and Mike, and what an incredible view of, really, when we look at the trees and the water and the animals and the sunrise, and we just go, whoa. You spoke that into existence. And you are allowing them to witness it in such a beautiful blessing of a way every single morning, a sunset, every night. And I just thank you that the prayers that we have prayed, we have been able over the last 4 or 5 years, however long it's been, to watch prayers that we've prayed captured in time through iTunes and through Blog Talk. And we can go back to those and go, wow, we prayed and people heard us pray, asking God in the middle of the unknown, and then look what he did. So I'm thankful for this intermission we had. And God, let this second act be something that's so crazy cool, something so amazing, so fun. We get it. Trials build our faith. Maybe our faith is big enough now. Maybe. but we would just ask that you thank you that you've given us each other, because we know that the stuff is going to come back, but we have each other. Thank you that the distance and the time and the intermissions never separate our friendship. They never separate our relationship with you, God. And I just thank you for this moment to be back together with each other and with those who listen. Joyce, with 10,000 listens on our last show. What? So we just thank you for those encouraging moments. God, thank you.
I had to quick refresh like this time, not believing that was one show. I mean, seriously, guys, we're used to our core 300. We got a core 300 since 2013. And all of a sudden, it went boom, 10,000. What? Guys, we love you. Who are you? Houston, Indonesia. We love you. Shout out to China. I don't know where you're at. But we love you. God loves you. You know what? That is probably the coolest thing to me ever, is that 10,000 people, praise God with us. You know what I mean? 10,000 people were able to hear this hot mess. Praise God. And this hot mess is blessed by God. That is crazy awesome. That is the most awesome thing to me ever, you know, is that, God, thank you for letting us show a mess and showing how you bless and how you give grace and how there's joy in the midst of it. And you can have joy in it. You know, there's always a choice. And you know what? That's actually a really great, like, springboard into the show. I wrote it for Life Celebration. And I wrote it. I didn't write nothing. God wrote this show. And it's dedicated to my stepdad, Glenn Crumpton, who recently passed away in a motorcycle accident. And, it was pretty quick for our family, and we just still pretty fresh. But he was such a joyful guy. You know, he was a comedian, and he was actually one of my mentors, one of my great mentors. When I was selling real estate, and I said I want to go start doing open mics and comedy, he was definitely one of the ones who stood up and said, "Do it. You're funny. You're just naturally funny."
Aww.
And to the encouragers out there, man, that's just so appreciated. So when he passed, it was just amazing, Laura, that his funeral was just like a celebration of his life. It was awesome. I mean, I've been to a couple funerals. This is probably the closest one to me. But at this funeral, you know, we had stand-up comedians come in, and Cletho was there, and he gave some words about Glenn, because he had started with Glenn a long time ago. And I got to go up there and do a poem for Glenn, which is really great. And afterward, they had a life celebration party, Laura, a party where everyone got together, did more roasting of Glenn and loving of Glenn, and we did games and love and laugh. It was the most joyful funeral I've ever been to. Now, my father-in-law, my stepfather-in-law, he shared the fate. You know, I know that he's resting in the arms of Jesus, which is actually really funny because he usually wears motorcycle jackets, so picturing those two is pretty funny. But it's a beautiful thing. And you know, that celebration of his life, you know, makes you realize a lot of things. Number one, how short it is. Wake up. It's so short. Do not realize that when it's too late. Realize it right now. Wake up. If you're listening to this, wake up. Because life is so short. In an instant, you just don't know. And I thank God every day that I'm going to be able to love, you know, on you in eternity. But I want to live a good, joyful life here, right now, in the middle of the mud. Me and my pig Bob, whatever. I'm just so grateful for it. And so, I love the idea that we can celebrate life right now. And I will celebrate with you, Laura, because, man, what an influence and a beauty you are in my life. And so anyway, I love you so much. Tell somebody you love them right now.
Yes.
I love you, Laura.
Yes. You know, did you ever see the movie? Okay, here we go. Back to our movie. I'm sure you haven't seen it, because if I've seen it, you haven't. But quick shout out to Mark. You know he's going to listen to this. And you know, I'm not even going to tell him. Because then I just want to see. But I'm guessing that he's going to come on our page later and be like, great show, ladies, and he's going to give us a review because that's just Mark, and that's what he does. But, listen, at the beginning of the summer.
He's going to Google it.
Yes, he sent me a package. Do you know what was in that package, Jessica?
He is so, I already know, and I can't believe it. Like, what a friend. What a friend that takes the broken pieces of my promises and runs them to the finish line. You have a Top Gun in your midst right now. It's Top Gun.
No,
in your midst.
I am a proud owner of Top Gun. It is still in the plastic wrapper. I'm so sorry, Mark. I'm sorry, Jessica. I have not had 2 hours of my life to sit down and actually watch it, but it's on my dresser. I'm going to watch it. But anyway, have you ever seen God's Not Dead?
I'm sorry. I'm just crying because it's so funny. No, I have not seen God's Not Dead. That's on the list. It's on the list.
Of course you have it. Okay, so Mark, next time we get a few bucks. No, I'm totally joking. I will try to send you God's Not Dead. But there's a scene in the end where the Newsboys are doing this concert, and they're like, we want everybody now to take out your phones and text someone that God's not dead. He's from Australia, so that's why he sounds like that. And so everybody's pulling out the phones, and then all of a sudden, in a matter of moments, there's like these people, and then when it showed in the theaters, there are literally millions of people across America, all in sync, sending each other messages, both believers and non-believers, God's not dead. Just to remind them, he is alive. He's very much alive. And so when you were saying, call people right now, I would love if this show prompted nothing other than a celebration of life and love, and it prompted you in this moment to take 10 people that you love and just send them a message and tell them so. Just like, you know what? I didn't want to wait another second. I love you.
Right now. I'm going to swipe up on the phone. Guys, everyone, listen. If you're listening, now we're doing it together. Now it's awkward if you're not doing it because we're all doing it. I went to my text. Go to your text.
Yeah.
Guys. Okay, hit compose. I know we can do this. It takes a minute, but you know what? Let's go ahead and practice what we preach. Let's go ahead and Amanda, Rosa, how do I add? Okay. Do I add a group? Is that what I do? Now I'm getting confused. But you know what? I'm not going to give up. I'm going to hit plus again. Let me go ahead and row something there. Oh, you just keep hitting the plus sign, guys. This is easy. Listen, if Jessica can figure this out, I'm going to have my mom on there. She needs one. All right, let's go ahead and put, let's see, boom, mom and ma, of course. Who's God's part? I'm just clicking people. Now I'm just clicking people. Okay, and now I'm going to hit this, and now I'm going to hit I love you. Watch this, guys. I hope you're doing this with me. This is one of those workouts that you kind of like when you watch the workout. But you don't really do the workout. No. You're doing the workout. Okay, I'm going to say a simple, I love you. And I'm not even going to put the period, guys, because it's not the end. I love you. Boom.
You know what? I am a girl of many words, and I'm trying to work on that. I'm trying to, like, condense, really, you know, go to the concentrated version of myself. But I just wrote, I decided to send it to all my sisters. So I have two sister-in-laws and a God-given biological sister. And so I just said, I wanted to tell all my sisters, I love you, and I'm so blessed that God put you in my life. So put it somewhere in between there. Either I love you or, like, I think I love you so much, you're really a rock star on me. Somewhere in between.
You know what? But
that's
your personality. Yours is like, you know, remember Laura sends me. Laura sends me like poems, like the iris of the sky, my bestie. Da da da. It's long, you know. And here I am with a thumbs up. Here I am, like thumbs up, like me too, because I can. It's amazing. But you know what? Here's the thing. It doesn't matter the scale. Don't get tripped up on the scale. I didn't even pick 10 people. I got 6. That was good. I felt pretty good on my 6, and I love you. Put it out there. Stop waiting. Do it now. It's too late. It's just never. I love you, my friend. I'm gonna write something for you one day. Something long. It's gonna be long. It's gonna be a Seymour post from those four Seymour.
I might think your phone got hacked. I'll be like,
I've never seen
my friend
Seymour
in my
life.
Not cool. Do you know somebody stole my husband's phone one time? We had been at the eye doctor, and he left it with an iPhone. He left it sitting on the seat in the waiting room. We'd been looking at glasses and just inadvertently got left on the seat. And so literally I'm texting it over and over and over. I'm like, please, this is my husband's phone. Please. You know, he's a military veteran and there are family photos in there we don't have anywhere else. Please, would you give him his phone back? Please, I will pay you. Please don't ditch the phone. Please don't erase it. Please, please, please. And I'm texting obnoxiously. Some of my family members are texting. I was like, please just blow his phone out. So finally, I'm like, look, I will pay you $100 if you, and I won't press charges, but please, could we just have the phone back? $100. And so he writes back, okay. I was like, what? We go. I'm like, where can we meet? I'm like, I promise, there's no police coming, no nothing. Like, I swear to you, I promise. So we meet at the same eye place, and he, like, just nonchalant. Like, he waits for me to hand him some money, at which I put inside a Bible, mind you. I was like, dude, you should read this. And so there's a $100 bill popping out. I hand him the Bible. He hands me the phone. And we go our separate ways. I'm like, dear Jesus, I hope he reads that thing. So literally, like, I have texted a phone knowing it was stolen. I'm like, please give my husband his phone back, please. That's what I would be doing. I'd be like, return her phone to her. Her and her little piggies, they need that phone.
$100. Wow. You know, wow. Here's the thing, too. You can't force the just rewards, people. You know what I mean? You can't force the just rewards.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Why are you looking for the rewards anyway? You know what? Listen, it's 9:14. You said you have until 9:25. What are the chances we wrap up and then we do, like, one fast live? It's like, I show you my chicken.
Sure.
Is that possible? Would that be okay?
Yeah,
Alice,
let's
thank
do
you
it.
For listening to the show. We really appreciate all the listeners. God is with you. Don't forget that. God is with you. Last day, love someone today, hug someone today. And remember this, it's never too late. It's never too late. Every day, every minute is a new opportunity to start fresh. It's not just an idea, it's an exciting fact. And I just love our God for it. He is so good. He's so, so good. Girl, most of his mom's needed.
I love it.
The point. God forgive. So, guys, listen, every Wednesday, we'll be back next Wednesday. We are. God is good. And we just can't wait. Write in. Tell us what you think of the show. Share our show. It'll be awesome. We don't know what we're doing, but beauty.
Hey, 10,000 people didn't care last time. So, you know what? I kind of want to know what that show is about. I was looking at the title, like, I don't remember. Maybe I should go back and listen. It seems kind of popular.
Gosh, you know what? That short-term memory is really going to pay off for us on listens. That's when we get to 10,000 listens. It was like two people with really bad short-term memory. And they're like, what? Again.
You know what? When we end up in the same nursing home, you and I are going to love. Like, we're just going to sit there and listen to the shows like we didn't even do them. Like, we'll be our own biggest fans. And we're like, oh, listen to these girls when they love each other.
The nurse is going to come in. Turn it down. Who's Kathy in the background? That's the younger me.
I love
that's so funny.
To celebrate
I love life
with you.
So much.
And you know what I love? I love that we celebrate the ups and the downs together. And if you guys don't have somebody, they're always saying, come into the coop with us. If you feel like you have no one and God has led you to the show, He is trying to tell you you are not alone. And if you want to celebrate life with someone, listen, it's ugly sometimes. It is a roller coaster. You want the highs, but, man, you know what you need for the momentum to get up there? You need the lows, and it's going to shove you down. It's going to gain that speed that you need to pop back up to your next mountaintop. And that's just the way it is. And don't expect life to be any different. God promises it's not going to be any different. So if you need some friends to join that roller coaster ride with you to celebrate life, the crazy, the gut-wrenching, the flipping, the turning, the upside-down hanging, all of those things that we pay for at an amusement park, God gives us for free here on Earth. So join the ride with us. Jump in the coop, and we would love to have you. And if you didn't know we're on Facebook, listen, we haven't posted in a while, but we're about to right now. We would love to have you. And if you're listening to this later, you can rewatch the live and see what happened.
I know. Go see the chickens. You've got to see my chickens. Wilma, Bitsy, Sissy, Peach, Rosie, and small parents from Bob the Pig. Anyway, we love you guys. God
awesome.
Is with you. Laura, I love you so much. All right, I'm going to jump on Facebook, and then you pop on. Guys, sorry. It's behind the scenes.
All right.
You just cheer for it. All right.
I love
you,
it. I'm on my way. You guys have a great day.
You do.